From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Turkey and the EU hold an emergency summit on the migrant crisis. EU and Turkish officials say they have reached an agreement in principle to resolve the migrant crisis. As Dorian Jones reports, Turkey, which is hosting over 2 million Syrian refugees and is the migrants' main transit route into Europe, is seen as the key to stemming the exodus.
Pro-government newspapers in Turkey described the emergency summit on the migrant crisis held in Brussels as an historic victory for the country, with the EU agreeing to resettle one Syrian refugee from Turkey in return for every Syrian refugee Turkey takes back from Greece. But the United Nations and international human rights groups are questioning the legality of immediate deportations. This year alone, more than 120,000 migrants made the perilous journey across the Aegean Sea from Turkey to Greece. More than 200 have died. EU and Turkish leaders will meet again next week to hammer out what they say is the final details of the plan. The meeting is already predicted to be a long one. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A U.S. official confirmed the strike was carried out Friday near the town of al-Shadadi, but there is no clear determination on the fate of Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen. CNN was first to report the airstrike. The U.S. had a $5 million reward on the IS leader's head and said he coordinated closely with Islamic State's financial section. This follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo. This is VOA News. Iran said Tuesday it conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country in order to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the tests come 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity.
But our longstanding concerns with Iran's ballistic missile program have been well chronicled. And even earlier this year, the United States put in place sanctions against Iran because of their ballistic missile activity.
Iran defended two previous missile tests last October as being a matter of national security after the U.S. and other Western powers said the launches violated a U.N. Security Council resolution. The U.S. State Department said it plans to ask the United Nations Security Council to review Iran's latest tests and press for an appropriate response. People are marking International Women's Day to recognize the achievements of women and the continuing struggle for gender equality. World leaders praised the contributions of women and called for greater inclusiveness. At the White House, President Barack Obama said that the United States will recommit ourselves to achieving a world in which every woman and girl enjoys the full range of rights and freedoms that is her birthright. He also said Secretary of State John Kerry would soon announce a U.S. global strategy to empower adolescent girls, which would give the next generation of women the tools they need to pursue their aspirations. UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon said he has fought for the empowerment of women during his 9 years as head of the international group. Women and men in countries such as Georgia, the Philippines, Britain, China, India, and the United States took part in marches, rallies, concerts, and panel discussions. New political surveys in the United States show support for Republican frontrunner Donald Trump may be eroding as voters cast ballots Tuesday in nominating contests in four more states. A new Washington Post ABC News poll showed 34% of Republicans still favor the billionaire real estate mogul, compared to 25% for Texas Senator Ted Cruz, 18% for Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and 13% for Ohio Governor John Kasich. The new surveys come at a time when establishment Republicans, including the party's losing 2012 nominee Mitt Romney, have embarked on an all-out effort to thwart Trump. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.